Chapter 11. Dylan Therapy. Come to me now. You know we're alone, and life is brief. As tears of rage ends, Alan looks up. For the past hour, Suan has been doing what she calls Dylan Therapy. I know you know all Dylan's songs, she said to Alan an hour ago. But now, I want you to really listen to the lyrics. Bob Dylan's not just a son, he's also a father.
Pour la première fois, en écoutant et lisant les paroles des chansons qui s'enchaînent, je comprends, entre autres raisons sans doute, pourquoi Bob Dylan est si important pour des générations d'Américains et d'humains tout court. Ses chansons sont subtiles, justes, sans jugement. Elles disent le monde tel qu'il est, dans toute sa complexité. Nous avons écouté « The Times They Are A-Changin' » et « Subterranean Homesick Blues », des chansons qui parlent de la difficulté de s'entendre entre parents et enfants. Je télécharge les paroles pour être en mesure de comprendre et j'ai l'impression que Bob Dylan me parle à moi aussi. Même si avec mes parents, c'est loin d'être la guerre ouverte comme chez les Garner.
You know, Alan, Suan goes on, you remind me of a certain young man called Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Je hoche la tête. Je ne suis pas la seule à avoir reconnu en Alan quelque chose du jeune artiste haïtien, souvent considéré comme le fondateur du street art.
He left his family too because they didn't understand him, Suan says softly. His father kicked him out because he quit high school. He was a brilliant young man, very intelligent, very gifted. He found a surrogate father in Andy Warhol, but when Andy died, Jean-Michel couldn't handle the loss of two fathers. He died of a heroin overdose. Being at war with your family is difficult. It takes a lot of energy out of you. It makes you fragile.
Alan is silent for a while. Then he sighs.
Okay, Mrs. Vanderburg, but my father's as mad at me as I am at him. He's never gonna understand, let alone accept what I'm doing.
He's a Bob Dylan fan, isn't he? She asks.
Yes, sure, but Dylan speaks to us, all in different ways. You read what you want into his poetry.
Oh, sometimes he can be quite clear, Suan affirms. Here, read this.
She goes to a bookshelf and takes down a large book entitled Chronicles, Volume 1. This paragraph, she says, pointing to a page. Read it out loud. My father was the best man in the world and probably worth 100 of me, Alan reads. But he didn't understand me.
Would you say that about your father? Suan asks.
Alan thinks for a moment, then answers,
Yeah, I guess so.
Then that's all you have to say.
But you have to say it to him, face to face.
Man to man, says Alan, but is smiling.
Don't go home, Suan suggests. Don't call or warn him. Just go to the university, find out where he's teaching. We'll wait here for you.
Tandis qu'Alan part mener à bien sa mission de réconciliation avec son père, Suan continue de nous parler de Bob Dylan et de ses chansons qui peuvent faire grandir en douceur ceux qui les écoutent.
What is so great in Dylan is his ability to see two sides of any situation, she says. He wasn't one of those violent songwriters like Jim Morrison. Dylan gave us hope and light and a positive outlook on life. He made us less angry, and that's good.
Soudain, je comprends que Suan ne parle plus de Dylan, mais d'elle-même, de sa jeunesse. Je jette un coup d'œil au jeune Gardner qui semble boire ses paroles.
It's true that the late 60s was a time of freedom, Suan is saying. But it was also a time when a lot of families were breaking apart. Dylan knew that family is important. You may not agree with your parents all the time, but they are still and will always be your parents, and no amount of anger will change that. Dylan reminded us that parents grow old and die, and he reminded our parents that children grow up and move away. It's just the way things are, and no amount of anger will ever change that.
Je n'avais pas vu Bob Dylan comme un philosophe zen du fossé générationnel, mais je commence à comprendre pourquoi on lui a attribué le prix Nobel. Les textes capables de tisser des ponts entre les générations ne sont pas si courants que ça.
Well, says Suan after a long silence, while we wait for the prodigal son's return, shall I show you around my own private gallery?
Oh yes, please, Dylan and I said together. Ainsi, pendant une heure, Suan nous montre et commente 30 ans d'art contemporain. Non seulement elle décrypte pour nous certaines œuvres difficiles, mais elle épice son récit d'anecdotes concernant les artistes, comment elle et son mari les ont rencontrés, comment ils ont choisi et acheté cette œuvre en particulier, comment la négociation s'est faite.
Jean-Michel sold us that one himself, she says, pointing to a canvas representing a black human-like figure surrounded by a red and green line. It's called Flexible. In fact, we wanted to buy a different work, but Jean-Michel said, no, buy that one, it's important. It's Africa. And at the same time, it's humanity, humankind, a sort of universal Bob Dylan, if you like. That's why we bought it, she adds, turning to us. Because Jean-Michel thought his African griot-like figure resembled the Jewish-American singer-songwriter who could see both sides of the picture. Do you understand?
La dernière question s'adresse à moi. Je hoche la tête, émerveillée devant tant de chefs-d'œuvre. Je me demande comment Allen s'en sort dans sa tentative de réconciliation. Je ne suis pas la seule. Dylan arbore une expression rêveuse et inquiète. Il écoute Suan, mais visiblement, une partie de son attention est avec son frère. Soudain, mon téléphone émet un petit bip. J'ai à peine besoin de le regarder.
Ratatouille at Ratatouille. Going to have dinner with Dad? Don't wait. We'll call later. I reply immediately. Cali at Cali. Bon appétit. Alan's going to have dinner with your dad, I announce to Dylan. He says not to wait for him.
Hey, that's a good idea, Suan exclaims. Let's go have dinner together.
What about my mom? Dylan asks.
Shouldn't we tell her what's happening?
Why don't we invite her to come with us? Suan suggests.
Now, where shall we go for dinner? Perhaps the Café Wa would be fitting.
I phone Diana, who joins us at the restaurant. She's smiling and she looks really happy. Elle me fixe longuement.
I don't know what you did or how you did it, Callie, but thank you. It must be the French touch.
Je hausse les épaules. It's not me, it's Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan touch, then, Diana agrees. I couldn't believe it when Frank rang to say he was having dinner with Alan. And when I asked when and how, Frank said it was thanks to you. So again, thank you. Thank your son, I reply with a wink at the younger brother. He didn't break his promise to you, but he still helped me to understand what the problem was. And thanks Suan for being the perfect ambassador for Dylan philosophy. And Bob Dylan himself, of course.
I think I should thank everyone in that case, says Diana.
What a shame it's not Thanksgiving.
Hey, that's an idea.
Why don't we have an early Thanksgiving?